When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
For the Phoenix Suns, they're on a roll, you guys.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they're just awesome tonight. Hey,
they got good luck on their side.
They basically just played a G League team tonight.
Yeah,
yeah,
and Aaron Gordon,
right,
for three quarters,
a little bit. Yeah, the Phoenix Suns took down the Denver Nuggets 126-97. And as always, we are brought to you by our friends at the DraftKings Sportsbook app, America's top-rated sportsbook app. Now, before we get into anything. Some congratulations are in order. Espo won a ton of money tonight on the DraftKings Sportsbook app.
Where did you find that picture? That's 11 years old, that photo.
We did some digging to find a picture that we thought would look really good with this graphic.
And you failed to find one.
Congratulations. I mean, Espo looks like one of the money launderers from the whole Stephen Smith scheme.
Yeah, that's like what you would wear in Vegas, like those dark glasses, yeah. Like a button-up shirt to be a little classy.
It definitely looks like you went all in on the point shave.
Hey, it won me money if I did. Thank you, Jay Crowder.
Yes. For those of you who are listening to this podcast, we just showed a picture of Espo from apparently 11 years ago with some really dark sunglasses standing behind a big pile of money because what did you bet and win tonight?
I bet $100 on Jay Crowder to hit the first field goal for the Phoenix Suns tonight, and I won $1,300 on it. And the crazy thing is, he gets fouled on that first three-pointer, and I thought I had bet first point for Jay Crowder to score.
Has to be field goal.
Then I was reminded by the group it was a field goal, and then he got the field goal right after that.
So how are you feeling? Because you also made this bet, but two nights ago, Jay let us down then.
Basically, ever since Espo hit on, I think it was a $25 bet, and you won like $450. Mm-hmm. I've made that bet ever since because Jay typically does take the first or second shot of the game for the Suns. And so I was like, oh, that's a smart play. And the odds are so high, you might as well just go ahead and keep doing it. And then tonight I didn't do it. I picked DA. I picked DA and it was Jay Crowder.
Jay has done it two of the last three games. Hit the first shot for the Suns.
Apparently it was the two games that Solf got. Man. To place that bet early on.
Yeah.
But it's okay because at least Espo won a bunch of money. Salt, you will get there. You'll get on a hot streak here soon.
I did a little bit better in my football parlays today, so I will say that.
Well, there you go. See? Coming through for you with some money over there. All right, guys. It's 12 straight for the Phoenix Suns. We kind of had a few initial reactions already, but just overall initial reaction for tonight's game.
First quarter was Suns basketball to perfection. You guys told me second highest amount of points ever in a quarter by the Suns with 48. 50 against the Nuggets in 91 was their highest. But like that was, I mean, at one point they were shooting 90% from the field in that first quarter. We're not talking like after three shots. We're talking well into that first quarter. They shared the ball. They distributed it well. They took advantage of mismatches. They looked unbeatable in that first, and then we got the lull again, and that was, you know, they kind of let Denver back in. Denver got it under 10 at one point.
They got it to 9, yeah.
So
and then it quickly went back the other way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've yet to see the complete game with this team, but this was in the realm, and they played very well.
I mean, that's kind of, I get what you're saying, but I mean, it's a Nuggets team without Joker, a Nuggets team without Jokic, a Nuggets team without MPJ. Like, I don't even care. Like, that was, they knew they were going to win that game from the jump. Like, and they dominated the first quarter, and they showed like, okay, hey, just in case Denver thought they actually had a chance when we try, this is what this is. And they basically squashed them. It almost gives me zero satisfaction to beat Denver on a night like this because they always whine and cry about all their guys always being hurt. Mm-hmm. Like, dude, it is what it is. Like, deal with it.
Well, and at some point in time, when do you say you always hurt? It's who you are. So
I think they're accepting it, though, because I did a live stream with our DNVR counterparts for the entire game, mm-hmm. which was nice and painful all at the same time since they won big, but it's just Suns won big. But they were talking very much like Suns fans. What did we do to be so cursed? Why are we cursed with this? I was like, oh, I get it. We're all kind of the same when you're not a Lakers fan. Like, everybody else is just kind of like, what did we do? Like, why are we injured all the time? Why haven't we won a chip? You know, all those kind of things. So I think they're finally realizing in Denver that the injury bug is just something that perpetually is happening with them.
Yeah. All right, guys. Let's take a trip to the bar. Tonight it's Crowder's Cash Out in honor of Jay getting Espo $1,300.
I don't even
somebody
need
in the
alcohol.
Chat said that you need that money because you got to pay your taxes on Kaminsky Cove.
Yeah, the premium was on Kaminsky Cove.
Yeah, that was funny. All that property cratered today. That was unfortunate. But I'll take the money thanks to Jay. So yes. Mike in the chat says I need to pay some respect and wear a 99 shirt. I'll wear a Jay Crowder jersey. I ain't buying it with the money I won. But if somebody wants to, you know, send a Jay Crowder jersey,
come on, 120 bucks, 140 bucks.
No,
have that sweet cash.
I gotta have that.
That's a 10% commission to my man. Come on now.
He's not seeing any of that money.
That's why you gotta go get some boss man merch.
Yeah, that I can get behind.
There you
actual go. Boss man merch, I can get behind. But a jersey.
Espo's not wearing boss man merch.
Why not?
Because you
wear boss man merch.
You aren't.
Espo would be trippy.
Why would I not wear boss man merch?
Have you seen boss man merch?
Yeah. What's wrong with it?
I don't think you could pull it off.
I can't pull. Hold on. First off, I can't pull off shit, so it doesn't matter. Like, I don't pull off PHNX stuff. I'm still wearing it, you know? Like, the only time I pull off a look is when I'm literally pulling it off to put it in
the
hamper.
Listen, the PHNX merch is a lifestyle. It's not a fashion trend. So, like, I don't know. It's a little bit different.
I think he could pull off at least the hoodies.
Okay.
He's got
basic
hoodies,
the hoodies.
And anybody can pull off a
hoodie
for the most part.
I got you the hoodies.
Actually, I was wearing a hoodie earlier, and my wife made me change. So
really?
Apparently, I can't pull off the hoodie either. So
damn, your wife has got a long reach.
It's off. She bought me new shoes. I'm not gonna complain.
Hey yo, right? Sugar mama.
Hey, exactly.
She didn't buy you new shoes with that sweet cash you won tonight. So what are you gonna buy her?
Jack Squat.
Oh,
it's in the DraftKings app.
Dirty.
It's safe, secure,
dirty.
And reliable as it. It's safe
dirty.
And secure from having to spend it on anybody
dirty.
Else.
You know, see how far we've come?
Gosh.
We used to go, you know, take the missus out. Now she ain't getting shit.
I know.
Like, I wonder what would happen if my man
the
won the lottery.
Month?
You know, if you hit the lottery, we just would never see Espo
again.
I'll
take her out for a meal, but like... I'm keeping most of that cash in that DraftKings app.
Oh, man.
He's going to keep it in there so he can... use it to bet on other things.
I'm going to bet Jay Crowder for a lot more money to hit the first shot.
Next time he's going to bet like $500.
It's going to go down to about, he's going to have like $300 left in there, and then he's going to hit something big and it's go back up to like $1,500.
Look, I'm going to
that's what my guess is.
I'm going to tell you this. DraftKings has been watching me do this, and they're going to drop the odds on Jay making it because I've made so much money.
Then we just go to another team and we find another set of odds. That's
there you
it.
Go.
You can't fool us, DraftKings. We're on to you.
Well, Jay Crowder and DeAndre Ayton got things going right out of the gate for the Phoenix Suns. Espo, as you mentioned, 48 points in that first quarter for the Phoenix Suns, the most in a quarter this season. And then the last time they had 48 and a quarter was last January against
the Mavs in Dallas.
Yes. And then it's also the second most first quarter points in franchise history since 1990. Also against the Denver Nuggets.
Which also, I believe, was the highest scoring game in Suns history as well.
Right.
Suns had 173 that night.
Yeah, this one felt like they were on their way to that. And then the brakes hit late in that second quarter. And they didn't get going again until in that third. So, to Saul's point, I think they kind of knew that this was going to be an easy win. Like the phrase has been, I think they played with their food a little bit. And then when they saw Denver cutting that lead, they went, all right, let's turn it back on and make sure the Ish Wainwrights of the world get in at the end of this one, because we got another game tomorrow in San Antonio.
Yeah, I mean, it was a great night for the Suns. They did exactly what they needed to do, put the game away, worry about, well, maybe you don't have to worry about a 4-11 basketball team coming up tomorrow in San Antonio, but it's still a Popovich coach team, so you know.
And it's also the talent of a back-to-back, so.
Sure, sure. But, you know, like, this wasn't a grueling game, you know what I'm saying? Like, these are the kind of games that, as a player, you look forward to, because you get in a nice, solid rhythm. It's not too grueling. You know, things got a little chippy with Aaron Gordon or whatever, but it was a relatively easy game for the Suns, which is exactly what you want if you're going into a doubleheader.
Yeah, I mean, this game isn't grueling, but what is grueling is they're now packing up right now. They're showering, packing up right now. They're going to head to the bus. They're going to go to the airport. They're not going to get to the hotel till 3 a.m. Like, that crap wears on you even if you have a big victory.
I love how we have made first world, we've definitely made first world problems of, I got to pack my luggage, I got to get on the plane, I got to take a shower. I know what you mean, because you've been there and you've done that, but it's still like, you know, there's like starving people in the world. They have grueling days, right?
I get that, but okay, we're sitting here talking about millionaires throwing a ball through a hoop. Like, I mean, but, of course their problem is like, pale in comparison.
But like even that stuff, okay? Like, if we want to just put it on this level, right? Like, even that stuff, it's not that grueling.
Yes, it is.
Oh my gosh, it really
is. 100%
You're already packed and ready to go before you even get to the arena.
Yeah, but you don't understand. Yes, you're packed and ready to go before you get to the arena, but the flying in and of itself is hard. You never get used to it. I promise you, you never
why?
Get used
you don't
to
get
it.
A restful night.
Don't why?
You don't get a restful night because by the time you get in, if you sleep on the plane, you're screwed because you can't fall back asleep when you get to the hotel. If you don't sleep on the plane, you're screwed because you're only getting a couple of hours of rest that night before you wake up the next day, inevitably, just because of your natural body clock. And then it just throws off your whole – trust me, I'm on Espo's team here. It does not get easy. But I will say, yes, it is first world problems, but it doesn't mean that it's easy.
Yeah, I mean, you're supposed to be a high-performing athlete. And you truncate your rest and all that. I mean, I do jack squat here. I need 8 hours of sleep to function
but
properly.
Guys, like, they'll get to San Antonio what? What time is it right now?
3 a.m. They'll get there at 3 a.m.
It's 8:40.
The plane probably doesn't take off till like 10:20.
Then you gotta
earliest.
Almost 3 hour flight there. Then you land, you lose an hour when you go there. Mm-hmm. Then you gotta drive to the hotel. Everybody's got to get their stuff, get the cards. Yeah, it's not exactly, yeah, first world problems, but it's still a factor in going into tomorrow night.
I don't know.
Lindsay and I have done it. You haven't. So
yeah,
I trust.
I also went to bed at 11 o'clock at night and woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning for 8 years straight. And I still did my job. So like, I get what you're saying. I definitely feel like it's not as grueling as maybe you guys are making it out to be. You guys are in a little bit of a different position than, you know, the high million-dollar players that are catered to at every little turn, right?
Hey, I was an elite athlete back then. Okay. So
All right. I know is that every January, every single January since I started working in professional sports, I dropped dead for about a week and a half.
Why?
Because I just get sick. Yeah, my body says that's enough. Yeah. And it literally takes me out for about a week and a half.
Yep.
Every single year, my body is just like, it did what it did to Espo last week.
Anyway. I wasn't exactly in full trained mode to get back into this.
A lot of people are speculating on what you were elite at in sports.
Oh, I was elite at not any actual sport. All right.
Somebody said badminton.
I was lying through my
badminton
freaking teeth.
Is pretty fun though. Look, I'm not even gonna lie.
And Chris in the chat says, are we gonna discuss that Espo thinks pumpkin pie is elite? We don't have to discuss it. It's true. The rest of you can shut it.
But
all right?
We are actually going to discuss it. We're gonna do it tomorrow.
We actually are gonna discuss it tomorrow.
Because Gerald will be back here.
So we didn't get the notes.
And now we've got all four.
We'll
have all four of us here. It's okay, Espo. We're filling you in.
He was like, fuck you guys. We're not talking about it. Shut it down. Actually, no, we're not. We are talking about
it
tomorrow.
I was right. We're not talking about it tonight. So
if you want the hot takes on Thanksgiving food and desserts, come hang out with us tomorrow after the game. We'll have those for you. All right, let's get this thing back on track.
Why does 8014 keep saying I look like Capazzo?
I
don't know, but I also really liked how the people were calling you Philosophical earlier.
Yeah, it's a stretch.
Where's that graphic?
We'll have to make one.
Happening. You can put in graphics requests yourself. You know
Espo
that, right?
Espo is so really bitter right now.
All right, let's get things back on track and head over to see our draft king of the game. The one, the only, DeAndre, and he finished with 21 points and 8 rebounds tonight. And one of the biggest reasons why DeAndre is our draft king of the game is because we talked about it pregame, Espo. DeAndre snagged his 3,000th career point tonight. He had his 2,000th career rebound on Friday night, and that makes DeAndre the second fastest player in Suns franchise history to reach 2,000 rebounds and 3,000 points with 188 games, trailing only to Charles Barkley, who did it in 174 games.
But that's a misleading stat, because DeAndre Ayton did it in his first 188 games. Charles Barkley did it in his first 188 with the Suns, but he was well into a Hall of Fame career at that point. So that, I mean, put that in perspective there. That's pretty impressive. Yeah. I would have guessed Sean Marion and Amari Stoudemire may have been close on that.
I think you also missed the mark a little bit because, it's 188 games here, but he also missed those 25 games. So he might have been able to do it a little bit earlier. I don't know if that math.
Those 25 games don't count because he didn't play.
Okay, all right. Then they're on the games played.
Well, we will come back and talk a little bit more about DeAndre Ayton, but our friend Gerald Bourguet is here from the Footprint Center.
Gerald Bourguet, hello.
Did I say it like that?
No,
that was very French. Well done, guys.
be careful, Gerald. There's people in the chat comparing Italians to Faku tonight, so just be aware of that as a fellow Italian that you are.
But Gerald's a little bit of many different cultures, yeah?
Gerald's got Mexican, and Italian, right?
And French, yep.
And French, yep. Yeah. So there is, yeah.
Also the Gerald Bourguet.
Gerald Bourguet. All right.
I feel like I should have my, what do you call it?
I don't know.
The sideways hat.
A beret.
Oh.
Gerald, how close?
Oh, beret.
Gerald, how close were you to having to check into this game for the Suns tonight, since they were clearing the bench?
I was hoping I was going to get my 10-day call up, but it just didn't happen for me. We were very close though. We got some Ish Wainwright minutes. We got an Ish Wainwright bucket too. Love it.
Which means he won't walk behind you now because he got to shoot out on the court. So that's a win, right?
I mean, I hope so. We're 0-for-1 on players walking behind me and playing the next game. So I don't know. Maybe it's a karmic thing. Just don't walk behind me.
Ouch. Oh, Pyramid Poppy. Sorry, buddy.
Gerald, what was the...
We love you.
Sorry. What was the focal point for Monty Williams tonight, postgame?
Yeah, I think he just liked the way that they played in that first quarter and felt like, there was that one stretch in the second and to start the third where they just weren't kind of... playing the basketball that they had been playing early on. So he called that timeout, got everybody settled in again, and they started playing winning basketball. That was the second highest scoring first quarter in Suns franchise history that they came out and they were just shooting the ball. And he really liked the way that they were just letting it fly and kind of how that, DeAndre Ayton rolling hard freed up a lot of those threes, and then vice versa, all the threes they were making helped make Ayton's job easier on the middle. So I think he was a big fan of the way that they moved the ball and their offensive flow tonight.
We just got done talking about DeAndre Ayton and the accomplishment tonight with 3,000 points, 2,000 rebounds, and becoming the second fastest player in Suns history to accomplish that feat. You just take a second and just kind of put that into context in terms of his value, not only to this team, but to this organization, because there's other places where you can go around the internet and find a lot of people still bashing DA. For really no sense.
Yeah, I mean, he's a huge part of what they do on both ends of the floor. Obviously, when you're, the second fastest to do something behind only Charles Barkley, you're doing something right. He's a monster on the glass. He was rolling really hard tonight, and we see what happens when he rolls that hard. He was making everything around the basket. He had that one kind of nice Euro step that he had for the and one. And that is like the last piece to making this guy be an absolute monster. Like if he can do that consistently, he's going to be impossible to stop in the pick and roll. So just his ability to ground them defensively, to attack the offensive glass, to roll hard and free things up for the shooters, even when he doesn't get the ball in that roll, Like, he's just a huge part of what they do on both ends.
He looks like he's really close to figuring it out on the offensive side of the ball. Like, you talked about the Euro step, but there was another move that he had, I think it was in the third quarter, where he caught the ball and immediately went to go turn around, take the turnaround fadeaway, but he faked it. And he had the lane wide open, but I think he was shocked at how wide open that lane was because the defender definitely bit on the pump fake. If he starts to figure that out, it's going to be unbelievably hard to stop.
Yeah, I think he didn't realize how much that fake threw his defender off, and then he got, like, grabbed by him when he realized it and was trying to make his move. But, it does seem like he's starting to put things together, and it's good that he's healthy again. Got past that lower leg contusion, and I think the Suns did a good job being a little bit more cautious than they might have last year, especially with 10 extra games this year and, you know, the short offseason and everything. So it's nice to see him performing at this kind of level. He does love to play the Nuggets for whatever reason. He's done this to them so many times, it's kind of comical at this point. But when he rolls hard like that and when he's feeling confident with that jumper that he has, he's really hard to defend.
Felt like Cam Johnson and I finally kind of had that lid come off the basket for him. What did you notice that seemed like got him going tonight out there?
Yeah, I think he just made a couple of shots, and I think that opened everything up for him. Like, defenders have been closing out hard on him all year, and that's something Monty's noticed, and he's talked about it, telling guys like him, Mikal Bridges, Jay Crowder, just let it fly. Even if they're coming at you, just shoot it anyway. And Cam Johnson was doing that, and some of them were going down, and he had said in the past, like, I don't feel like I'm in a shooting slump. These are going to start falling. And it was kind of just only a matter of time. He's too good of a shooter for them to not fall. And tonight they were falling. And I think that kind of opened things up with some of those drives that we saw him make as well. Monty was pretty complimentary of, you know, his playmaking and his athleticism, two things that kind of fly under the radar because everyone just wants to box him in as this one-dimensional shooter, but he can do a lot more than that. And I think once those shots started falling tonight, everything else kind of opened up for him.
Yeah, it was good to actually see him get a few of those dunks that he didn't poster anybody, but had a few of those nice dunks that we came to kind of expect from him throughout the playoffs.
Gerald,
yeah, so,
go ahead.
I was going to say, it's only a matter of time before someone is stupid enough to get in his way on one of those.
Gerald, did you hear about Espo's winnings tonight?
I think I saw it on Twitter. I think he won about $1,000 on Jay Crowder again.
Yep.
Are you, 1,300.
And my follow-up question is, are you going to be in the office tomorrow for the next game?
I will be in the office tomorrow for the next game.
The rumor
game,
on the street is you get to pick the next dinner, compliments of Espo.
Hey-o!
Oh, do I really? That's fantastic.
No, you're going to get some of that sweet, sweet dinner, baby.
Nope.
That's amazing.
No.
Does DoorDash do Mastro's? Because.
I will buy you. That's why I like Gerald. He's got expensive taste. I like it.
I will buy you the finest Taco Bell that $10 can purchase.
Come on, if we're going to do tacos, at least take us to get some good tacos. You can get them for the same price.
You're getting bottom of the barrel is what I can offer you right now.
God damn, Espo.
I haven't taken the misses out yet with winnings. I can't justify buying you guys dinner.
Well, then but buy you won $400
the other day. You didn't take her out then either?
Nope.
Oh, my gosh, Espo.
All right, speaking of Jay, Gerald, I have one last question. So Aaron Gordon obviously got tossed in that third quarter there, but rumor on the street is that Jay kind of instigated the second one. Do you know what he said? Because we weren't able to see it through the broadcast.
He was behind his ear like, bet you won't. I bet you won't. I bet you won't say fuck you to the ref.
I don't know what he said, but he like came off from the bench area and was talking to AG. And then you just see AG say something back and Jay Crowder goes the tossing motion like right at the same time as the ref. So he totally baited him into it. It was great.
And that's why I love me some Jay. He makes me money and pisses off the opponents.
That's absolutely fantastic.
For a U of A guy, I do not like Aaron Gordon for whatever reason. As a pro, like, I like him, but as a Nugget, I have not liked him very much at all. I don't know what it is about him. I just feel like he's a little bit more like gangsta out there on the court, and I'm like, what are you doing out there?
Who
are you?
It's kind of like a corny, like, try hard kind of thing, like, especially after the whole, like, he was so upset about losing the slam dunk contest twice, and I was just kind of like, well, this guy's making a rap about losing the slam dunk contest. Like, come on, man.
The music video was so good.
He did get robbed twice. Let's be clear about that.
I saw those live and in person. He got robbed at big time.
Oh, man. Yeah. Cool.
All right, Gerald. Well, thank you for joining us. We will see you tomorrow.
See ya.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it, guys.
Okay, but for real, that music video that he made to go along with his that. Rap was so funny.
Oh, what?
I gotta watch it.
You have to watch it.
I'll watch it before tomorrow.
I still haven't gotten a complete answer whether or not it was satire. Like, half of me feels like it could be, and the other half is like, I don't know. No, I feel like maybe he really did try.
9 out of 10 by Low Tone Capone, he says.
Oh my gosh, that was so good. Okay, shall we talk a little bit about Chris Paul and Devin Booker? Because we haven't mentioned either of them yet. Because
we don't need to. We don't need to.
Well, I mean, they're the ham and the turkey of Thanksgiving, according to Saul. So you know what you're getting with those two nights.
Just wait till you see my top five.
I mean, they played a combined 52 minutes tonight. Like, that's exactly what you want in this kind of situation from them. Devin Booker was hella efficient tonight. He was 7 of 12. Had those 17 points and 7 assists. I mean, he played a good game. They just didn't need them in the fourth, which is where they've really shown out this year. I mean,
he just makes it look so easy sometimes. It's effortless, you know. And when you look at somebody like him, you know, that's the one thing that I will say about Devin Booker compared to, like, let's just say Steph Curry, right? Steph Curry, like, takes phenomenal shots, but they're from all over the court. And they're, like, in his style, which is kind of like a speedy kind of style. Devin Booker is just smooth, right?
Mm-hmm.
He comes off the screen. He knows exactly what he's going to do. And he just is just, like, so methodical. It's poetry in motion when you watch Devin Booker take a jump shot. And that is one of the things I do love about Devin Booker.
He's like pumpkin pie, smooth, tasty, and always there at the end. It's
fucking gross. And you always want to get rid of it. We said he's like,
because it's the end of the meal.
Because nobody eats it, so it's always left over.
Yeah,
but
I win.
Yep.
Pumpkin pie is back in our show.
Pumpkin pie is the Ish Wainwright of this.
Don't be mad because I got you on that one.
When did he go back in our show?
It is not often that I have a good comeback.
Do you know how long it took for me to get her out of that shell? No, she's never going back.
All right.
I told you did you watch? Yeah, I know you watched the show the other day. You had to have, because I was like,
I had to because you teased it with 47 seconds of love, and I was like. Like I told Lindsay in the pregame, I was a little concerned about where things went without me here.
And I was like, I'm pulling her to the dark side.
Okay, but Chris Paul and Devin Booker combined for 17 of the team's 33 assists tonight, which, by the way, is a season high for them. Their previous season high was 32. Obviously, 16 of them came in the first quarter from the team overall. What are we laughing
might
at?
Might be the chat. This is where spelling is vital. Pumpkin pie with wipes cream. Give me blueberry, LOL.
Wipes cream, huh?
Wipes cream. Give me that pumpkin pie. Wipes cream.
WTF.
I love you, Mike B. But yeah.
It's like Desitin when you have a baby, like wipes cream.
Oh.
I don't know what's happening. Oh my gosh.
Dude wipes. There you go. Sponsor.
New sponsor.
Yep.
But I like when those two.
Presented by Dude Wipes.
I like when those two get all of their teammates moving and get them all going. I feel like. We said, Chris Paul, Devin Booker, you know what you're going to get from them night in and night out. But the supporting cast, sometimes I feel like when you get a really solid look or a pass from Chris Paul or Devin Booker, it does so much for them and their confidence and just really gets them going. So I just always love seeing those two getting their teammates involved.
Well, and the reward for it was they got a fourth quarter off because they got their teammates going so well that they carried them and they didn't have to worry about it. It is weird to me, though. Again, DeAndre Ayton, big first half, and I get that he didn't play a whole lot in that fourth, but only 3 points in that second half.
Yeah.
Like it's just a pattern that we see. We saw McHale do it the other night. We've seen DA do it multiple times. It's just an interesting part of this offense that it's not feed the hot hand. It's feed whoever, and tonight there were a lot of hot hands, let's be honest, but it's feed whoever's open is the primary.
You know, I'm kind of curious to see what's going to happen when they play, you know, the better teams, right? They got the Warriors coming up. They got some good teams on the docket. You can't afford to go away from hot hands in games where close. you don't have a matchup advantage. Yeah. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like you have to go to the hot hand. You know, we always go to Devin Booker when he's hot. We always go to Chris Paul when he's hot. Those two, The only thing that I would say is kind of a flaw or a weakness in their games is they don't go to other guys when they're hot. They sometimes they will just avoid them, which is problematic. If you got a hot hand, you got to ride that hot hand sometimes.
Yeah, it's weird because in part the offense is designed to set up Chris Paul and Devin Booker in a lot of ways. So I understand it, and I'm trying to actually study more intricately the Suns offense to understand each of these options. But right now, it just does seem very odd to me that in those situations you do go away from the hot hands. But again, tonight, not a big deal.
Rag MMA in the chat said, you guys see how pro Lindsay is? We started to devolve into locker room talk. And Lindsay said, nope. Is wipes considered locker room talk?
Well, when you went dude wipes, yeah. It swerved out of a lane into a different area.
That's a brand.
Yeah, I know, but it's a certain kind of brand that Lindsay went, I know where this is going. I'm pulling the e-brake. We're going to flip around 180 and get back to basketball.
I don't know if it was going down that road.
She's the Vin Diesel of this. She's like the Fast and Furious. I know how to navigate these roads.
But I don't think it was going down
that
road.
It was going that way, all right?
Where were we going to go from dude wipes?
Regardless of where it was going, want to even be talking about wipes in general? Like, well, let's be honest.
I mean, when it's involving pumpkin pie and it's a whatever Mike B said, sure. But no,
he also said,
"Fuck
you guys."
Well, I mean, understandably so. That's why we love
you. We deserve that for sure.
We have a really cool moment of the game.
Is it meme winning money again?
No.
Is it a guy throwing up on the sideline?
Nope.
Oh, that would have been so dope.
Any more guesses?
Hey!
PHNX spotted courtside tonight at the Phoenix Suns game.
Nice.
One seat away from looking like he was a coach for Denver.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
This was super cool.
That's great product placement. I need to know who that gentleman is. So I can send him a second shirt so he can rock it the next time
he's courtside.
Absolutely.
If you know who that is, or if that is you, please slide into the Twitter DMs, PHNX_Suns. You probably already follow it.
Yeah. And we're going to need visual proof. We're going to need to see your face in this. Because I feel like some of you is going to be like, oh, yeah, I need a shirt.
Yeah, because that high-quality shot we got, we're going to be able to tell. We're going to need facial recognition software to match it up.
Well, I mean, he's a white guy, at least he looks like. So if a black guy shows up saying, hey, you know, this is what it is, I'm like, no, that's not you. That doesn't even look like you.
We also put in a request to our homies who work on the broadcast side of things to see if they can get us a nice screenshot so we can post that picture as well.
When you say we put in a request, you mean Lindsay put
in a
request?
No, actually, it was Saul.
Oh, yeah. Suck it, Espo.
Yeah, well.
But that was a really cool moment. I think we finally noticed it in the third quarter, and it was like, oh my God, we know that shirt.
That's ours.
That's
all right.
Us. It was just really cool to see that. So that, of course, had to be our moment of the game.
Sam, is that Vince Vaughn? I highly doubt it's Vince Vaughn wearing a PHNX shirt.
And if you guys have not checked out our merch yet,
I mean, yeah, it was
you
Vince
should
Vaughn
absolutely
wearing our
do that.
Stuff.
Our merch can be found at phnxlocker.com. We've got some really cool stuff in there. Not just Sun stuff, too. Like, we've got stuff repping the whole cast and crew of the Valley, so... check it out if you haven't already. And if you are a GoPHNX.com member, you get specials every single week. They change for our members only, like deals of the week. I believe last week it was a buy one, get one PHNX Sun shirt. So
we got some big things coming this week.
If you are not a member yet and you have been thinking about it, now is a really good time to pull the trigger because Black Friday is coming up. Yep. The holidays are coming up. You know there's going to be great deals and specials. So... again, go PHNX.com, check it out, head on over there. Gerald writes amazing articles. That's the number one selling point, of course. You get to read Gerald's sweet, sweet article. So,
sweet. We'll only give him one sweet right now.
I'm telling him you said that tomorrow.
There's sweet, sweet articles. You can get those. Patrick in the chat saying, waiting on a Frank PHNX shirt. Maybe if you guys put one up, it'll help Frank heal faster. Damn it, we're doing it then if we can get more Frank on the court.
I wish that was true.
Poor Frank. R.I.P.
Damn.
R.I.P.
He didn't die.
I said that in the pregame show. Did you not catch that?
No, I wasn't listening to you in the pregame show.
It's more like a figure of speech.
I was focused on pouring out my can for Frank.
It wasn't realistic. It was like a figure of speech.
I'm starting to look pretty good.
That doesn't take much, though.
Oh, geez. Apparently, sorry if I offended anybody.
I'm waiting on a Lindsay Smith special beanie.
If you make me a beanie, I will wear that literally every show.
Deal. Well,
I mean, I have some specifications.
Of course you do.
No, on like the fit of the beanie. Like, I take my beanies very seriously. We're not going to put out a garbage beanie. It's going to be a solid beanie.
A solid beanie. Solid beanie. S-A-U-L hyphen I-D.
Come on.
No. Yes, sir.
Okay, but for real, we should make beanies.
Manual Frank rolling over his grave.
I didn't mean it like
that. Oh, poor Frank, man. I loved him so much.
We killed Frank.
It's a damn shame what happened.
Oops.
You killed Frank, you bastard!
Shall we look at our tweet of the night?
Yes, please.
Our tweet of the night comes from Aaron, and he said, "Fade away or something." And I kind of love this tweet.
I'm just gonna say it works much better if you're watching the show and not listening. You need to see the visual.
Yeah, because it's spelled. Fade A W. A-Y-T-O-N.
Yeah, fade awaiting.
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 Fade awaiting.
He did. He pulled that shot out a couple times tonight.
He did. He looked really good.
The one that caught me off guard, though, was the free throw line one, because it was one of those, no. Yes, that's nice. Right?
Oh, I like this. Yeah, hold on.
You know, yes. I feel like we should just trust him more, because he is a good shooter. He's not bad, especially at the mid-range level. You know, mid-range you're in. His percentage is high for a reason. Yeah. I know he shoots a lot of shots around the basket, but shooting wise, you know what? We're gonna break that down. We're gonna look and find out what his shooting percentage is outside of, let's say, 10 feet. I would wager to say that it's fairly high as well. Maybe even close to Devin Booker's, if not better.
I don't know about that, but okay.
Devin Booker hasn't had great shooting nights this season. He's had a lot of like 9 for 20s and 9 for 25s and stuff.
All right. We'll see. We'll ask Gerald to look it up because we don't know how to use those fancy analytics sites. So.
Oh, yeah. Gerald's going to teach me.
Gerald's going to help. So,
did we talk about Cam Johnson yet?
We touched on him a little bit with Gerald. But yeah, he had a great night. Finally, Cap coming off that basket for him. And
he had a career high in points. He finished with 22. I know, right?
I thought he had more than 22 in a game, but I guess he hasn't.
This season?
No, just in his general. Career. I looked it up. Yeah. I think in the playoffs, he had a career high of 14 points in the playoffs.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Yeah, and I don't remember what his previous career high was before tonight, but it was 22 tonight, which if my math might be wrong, but at one point in time, Cam Johnson himself was outscoring the Nuggets bench.
That doesn't surprise me.
No, but I love that.
I mean, that doesn't surprise me at all. I mean, when you look at, I mean, there was a, I think they scored, at one point they'd only scored 23 points in the second half of the Nuggets, and it was well into the fourth quarter then. So it wasn't exactly a banner night for the Nuggets offense, in particular their bench, because what was it? You know, three of their five starters were out. They were starting bench guys. So,
right, that's fair.
You know, it's tough. But Cam,
let me have this one, Espo.
You can have it.
Thank you.
But Cam played great. And I hope this is the springboard to what we were expecting from Cam Johnson this season, is coming through and having a big offensive year.
Well, and it's nice that this is now two games in a row where we've seen Cam Johnson have a more, yeah, a better offensive outing.
Well, and I'd like to see more of the shots that that Landry Shamet's been taking go to Cam. Like, I could use less Landry jacking it up and more Cam getting those shots. Now, I get it. It's all about who's open, but Cam is a guy I trust much more to be that dynamic bench scorer.
I don't know. I also think that's on Cam to take more shots. Landry's not shy about taking those shots, whereas Cam sometimes hesitates and then passes
a little too often
for my liking.
Yeah, I wish Cam would have a little bit more Landry in him, where there's no shot I can't make.
Exactly.
And Landry's proving he can miss a lot of them. I think Cam would make a lot more of those. But wait, Manuel, I'm tired of Faku, a.k.a. Walmart Espo, flopping all the time. That's kind of you, and sad for Faku that he is a Walmart Espo.
I really appreciate that that joke has
become
rolled for like what 2 weeks now yeah. almost. Oh, I love yeah. that.
I think it's one of those that'll stick around for a while. They'll be calling things Walmart fill in the blank for a while here.
That's so funny. All right, before we wrap things up, any other thoughts you guys have on tonight's game?
No, not really. This was, you know, it was nice to just have a matter of fact game, know it was over by halftime, and just move on. Mm-hmm. Even though it got a little dicey in the third quarter, and they did cut it to 9, but you just never felt like it was truly out of reach or within reach for the Nuggets. And how did the stream go?
It was fun. We're going to try one of those with our group here soon.
Yeah, on the 30th.
Yeah, we'll invite some of you, the Cove Crazies, to watch the game online with us. We'll live stream and comment over the broadcast. It's fun. It's a lot of fun. And I think our people enjoy it, and our chat will enjoy it. I was on with the Denver guys, so it was the Denver chat, and I'm not sure they appreciated my gloating about what was going on. But I know our group would love it.
I mean, listen, if the roles were reversed, they'd be doing the exact same thing. Oh, so don't absolutely. You feel bad at all, no. Espo.
Oh, I don't feel bad. I'm just saying I think it'll be more enjoyable for me when we've got the hometown crowd on there with us.
Definitely.
You know, what's surprising to me, I read this, and that this 12-game streak is now the longest since 06-07, I believe, where they rattled off a franchise best 17-game win streak. So the Suns are inching into rarefied air here in terms of Suns franchise history. And again, and I know I've said this over and over, we still have not seen them play the best Suns basketball they can play either, which leads me to think we've got one hell of a season on our hands here.
If and when they can get to that point.
Even without, right? Because that's good teams win at all costs, even if it's ugly. And this team has done that. This may be a more special team than last year. Now, that's not to say that they're guaranteed a trip back to the finals, or you'd get a different result if you make it to the finals. But I think this team is more complete than last year's team. And it's starting to get me really excited in the what if, what could come, you know.
I'm going to be really excited come this week because you have two games. You got the Knicks and the Nets at the end of the week, which I'm looking forward to. And then we circle back around the next week, and on Tuesday – we finally get the Warriors, and the Warriors are the best team in basketball right now, record-wise. And they've kind of resurrected themselves from seemingly out of nowhere kind of thing, and they're playing good. And that's always been kind of like the distant measuring stick. It hasn't really been the Lakers. You know, the Lakers won a championship, but they kind of manufactured a championship because they got AD and LeBron, who were still kind of, you know, AD was in his prime, obviously, and LeBron's kind of coming to the end of his career, but I always viewed the Warriors as kind of more on a talent level, man for man, equal with the Suns, as opposed to the Lakers, who have two superstars and a bunch of scrubs.
When have the Lakers not manufactured a championship? Yeah, I mean, it's true. It's not as if it's homegrown.
Outside of Kobe, yes, I would agree.
Yeah, well, and they paired him with Shaq, who wasn't there.
Exactly.
So. Look, it's interesting to me that you're going to get a matchup against. Interesting is such a lame word to use. I'm looking forward to watching them match up against the Nets and the Warriors because those are true measuring sticks. Mm-hmm. Now we'll see who's playing, who isn't, whatever the case may be there. But you're really going to be able to go, okay, we can't sleepwalk through two of four quarters.
No.
We're going to have to come and play a complete game. And that game, Tuesday the 30th, my birthday, by the way, looking forward to that because that's where I think we're going to try –
yep.
Our live stream
yep, we are.
That night, and that'll be a hell of a game. Yeah. It'll be a late one, but it'll be a fun one.
You know, so. And the thing about that game is, I'm not saying, like, I want to play the Warriors because I think the Warriors are awesome. I just think that matchup-wise, that might be one of the funnest games of the season, that matchup, because it's just going to be shooting back and forth. The Suns play defense. The Warriors play defense. Like, I just think it's going to be a good basketball game, and if you're a basketball fan – you should want to watch that game for sure.
And DA may have a big game there because I don't think the Warriors have a true answer to what he's able to do. It could be very similar to some of the situations we saw tonight against Denver. I don't want to overlook things. You got plenty of teams mm-hmm. between now and then. Obviously, San Antonio tomorrow night. But that's one I have circled that, I mean, you could be on a franchise-long winning streak going into that yeah. and then have this matchup against the team that's won in the West if they keep that game lead on them.
That game,
that'll be fun.
That game next Tuesday would be for the 17th in a row.
Would it?
Yeah.
I did my math wrong. I thought they have
12 right now.
Yeah, and I think they have four more this week.
So that would be 16, 17. Would
I
be
was
the
thinking they had five more before the Warriors. So yeah. You're right. Yeah. That's interesting. That would be very, very fun
to be going for the
franchise tying win streak there.
So I've got two things. Brian brought up something really interesting in the chat that I feel like we should spend maybe a few minutes talking about. Should LeBron be missing games for the punch? It's debatable what you could call it. But before we get into that, I just want to tell all the hoopers out there watching and listening that if you want to net some free bets, you can download the DraftKings Sportsbook app right now and use the code PHNX when you sign up. Because if you use that code, after you place just a $1 bet on any NBA team to score a point, you are going to win $100 in free bets instantly. It is that easy. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app.
There you go.
Sorry. Trouble. Use the code PHNX so that you can potentially win $100 in free bets. It's an official sports betting partner of the NBA. So I've said this before, but you know it is safe. It's reliable. It's secure. It's a heck of a lot of fun, especially when you hit big like Espo did tonight, bringing in over $1,300. It makes watching the games really entertaining because you got some skin in the game, right? So you're cheering a little louder or you're feeling the pain a little bit more, but it's really fun. It's especially fun when you get all your friends involved too. Yeah,
this ain't any unofficial NBA betting partner like Jimmy on the Corner that you used to have to go to. This is the real deal with the DraftKings Sportsbook app. You're not going to have to go chase him down to get your $1,300. It's already in my account. It showed right up. Mm-hmm. That safe, secure, reliable is an important thing when you remember the old way that gambling was done before it was legal here.
And you can deposit and withdraw your
Jimmy
money.
Jimmy on the corner. Hey, I need to put $5 on the Nets tonight.
And I got a crowbar if you don't pay up, all right?
I
love y'all's accents.
Where's your money?
But you can also withdraw your money like that. Like it's super nice. So deposit money, make a bet like that, withdraw your money, take the misses out like that. So it's perfect.
It takes longer when you're supposed to take the misses out.
Am I telling your secrets?
I heard it takes like a week to get that money.
Sorry, Espo.
I hope your wife is coming to our get together on Tuesday because I have a lot of questions. Why not?
Because I'm going to spill the beans.
Oh my gosh. This is just a tragedy.
Just a disclaimer, that is 21 and older only, Arizona only. If you have a gambling problem, please call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. New customers only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Are we talking about the Larry Comet turkey skin pie?
Yeah, and then the one underneath the pumpkin pie with a turkey crust.
Where did these come from?
What's
Why are
happening?
They just now talking about this?
Anyway, let's go back to LeBron.
Yeah, so there's so much drama in the NBA this season.
So
did it turn into hockey?
This is what I think LeBron did, right? He threw an elbow. It wasn't really a punch. It was an elbow.
Yeah.
And
when you slow-moed it, it looked like it was the side of his wrist.
Yeah, but I think he connected with like this bone. Because if it was the side of his wrist, he would not have bled like that.
This little bone.
I think he caught him like perfectly. Trying to like flop or like try to flex or something like that. I don't think he meant to swing.
I wouldn't call it a swing.
Yeah, but I do think he meant to make contact or somehow. Either way, looking at Isaiah Stewart's face, LeBron should absolutely be suspended because Isaiah Stewart, obviously they were getting into it somewhere before that. Ugly scene.
If Jokic only got one game for what he did, LeBron's not getting jack for this. They're going to claim incidental contact and it's the usual crap that'll go on. He won't miss a game. Maybe he gets fined. It turned into a giant spectacle though. After that
was crazy.
Like, It was one of those situations where if it wasn't the fake tough guy stuff, like the hold me back, that could have gotten ugly. Like
that was not fake tough guy.
No, he wanted
Isaiah Stewart was running over his own people to get to LeBron.
No, not Isaiah Stewart. I'm saying LeBron, the hold me back. They cut to the Lakers side, and I'm like, yeah, LeBron doesn't want any of this, and stop acting like
Isaiah Stewart is one of those dudes out there that is just like, he's a big kid. And he's strong.
He was strong.
He was running dudes over. Like, the poor trainers were trying to hold him down. They just got stomped on. He's pushing guys out of the way.
Yeah. He's going to get a bigger suspension than LeBron.
Which is unfortunate, because LeBron's the one that instigated the entire thing. And I think what happened was Isaiah Stewart probably was like, what the hell? And he got up. And then they weren't even going to call a foul. They weren't going to do anything. And my man's bleeding all over down the side of his face. And I think he probably just saw that blood and lost it.
Well, I mean, in that situation, I probably would too, because I can't read lips. So I'm really bad when they show the replays. But they immediately got up in each other's faces and something was said. And I'm guessing whatever was said, Isaiah, knowing that his eye was cut already, probably pissed him off even more, because LeBron was probably like, something along the lines of, like, bro, you're soft. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. And he's like, no, you legit knocked my whole eye open, basically.
I can't wait till Detroit plays the Lakers again. Oh, my gosh. I hope I get to see that game.
We were debating on that live stream. You had the Mouse in the Palace. What would have been called? Because now the arena's Little Caesars. There's not like a good the crazy bread fight. Like, what are you going with if they had actually turned into an actual melee? Like, yeah.
Stewart will be lucky if he stays in the league. That reaction is completely uncalled for. No, LeBron was completely uncalled for. He didn't need to do that. Look, there's nothing about that needed to happen. LeBron gets the easy way out of a lot of these things, and it's bullshit. He's a veteran. Veterans should know how to act on the court, and the way he reacted to Isaiah Stewart and flailed and hit my man in the corner of the eye or wherever he was bleeding from, that was uncalled for. It's just unnecessary.
I don't understand. Like, if you really wanted to get to LeBron, like, go over cool and calm and then swing at him. Like, you're never getting to him if you're acting like the bull in the china shop. Like, it obviously was just a visceral reaction to getting hit, and it was more reacting than thinking through it. I wonder if there was
more to it. Like, did they have words early
on in the game that fueled the fire?
I will say, while I do think his anger is justified, he was a little too bull in a china shop, to be honest. Like, because I think there were multiple times where he tried to go back. And then at the very end, they were wondering if he was going to try and do the behind the stands, like, wraparound thing. What's the hallway?
The
secret hallway.
The tunnels.
That nobody knows.
Thank you. I was like, what is the word?
The secret tunnels.
Jews beans again. He says, so charging at someone and running people over is justified. No, it's not justified. But, you know, I can't put myself in that situation and act like I would be 1,000% calm if somebody hit me in the face and I'm bleeding everywhere, including into my own eye. Like, I might not be so calm, cool, and collected. So, yeah, I might charge at somebody in that moment. I don't know.
I wish the NBA had a challenge flag where a player could throw it and the two players had to fight. Like, he could have just been like, I'm throwing the flag, LeBron and I center court right now.
Oh, that'd
Let's
be so
go.
Awesome.
I don't know if they would buy into that.
They wouldn't. But you know what? If I'm just going to live in this fantasy world, I want to go like full WWE.
It's basically hockey at that point. Hockey, both players have to agree. Like, one drops the gloves and then the other either drops his or they skate away from each other.
It should be like a duel. You take one of the towels and you go over and slap the guy in the face with it, and then it's go time. Like, I think that's the way it should work.
I'm not mad at the idea of some thing within basketball, but I feel like that would just make things really wrong.
I challenge you to a duel. I demand satisfaction.
Hacksit ball. That's funny. Manuel said Espo's pitching. I'm sorry if I said this wrong. Hacksit ball.
Hacksible.
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 I'm trying.
Doesn't matter how it's said. It's the right thing.
We get what it is now. I like it.
Hacksible.
We got to work on that name, though, because I can barely say it. So that's going to be a tough one.
We'll work on the branding. But, yes, there should be the dual option in the NBA. So.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what the NBA decides. I'm sure we'll hear something tomorrow from them on the kerfuffle.
Yeah.
The curveball.
I mean, I'm sure Isaiah Stewart's going to serve some totally. Suspension for sure, and he's probably going to lose a few ducats. But you know what? He also defended himself, and, you know, I think he earned the respect. I bet you LeBron won't do that again. He won't do that again.
Yeah, I mean, especially with his older age, too. He's probably like, I'm not. I'm good.
Don't the Lakers.
Wait, what did he say?
Manuel said, my name is Isaiah Stewart. You killed my left eye. Prepare to die. great Princess Bride reference. But look, the Lakers, I believe, play at Madison Square Garden next. The league is not going to suspend Bron for a game at the Mecca. It's just not going to happen. We know how this league
it's
works.
It's the Knicks. Nobody
we
cares.
We know how this league works. It's New York City, though. Like, I know, that's how this league works. He's not getting suspended.
I don't know. I guess we'll find out.
Yeah, we'll see.
I guess we'll find out. All right, guys. Thanks for tuning in and joining us for the 12th straight time in a row in the VIP lounge.
The VIP.
12 in a row.
The dive bar is getting stanky and moldy, and there's cobwebs.
About to board it up.
Got to love it. We will be right back here tomorrow at 6 o'clock for a pregame show. And then once the Suns take down the Spurs, knock on wood, we'll be back here in the VIP lounge.
You're just jinxing shit.
I'm just not. I knocked on wood.
Touch metal.
Anyway,
whatever we need to do.
So come hang out with us tomorrow right here, 6 p.m. for a pregame show. And then after the final buzzer for a postgame show. Until then, I'm Lindsay. You can follow me on Twitter at LindsaySmithAZ. That's Saul. You can follow him on Twitter, excuse me, at Saul_Bookman. And that's Espo. You can follow him on Twitter at Espo. And you can follow the show on Twitter at PHNX_Suns.
The underscore is there so Lindsay can take a dramatic pause before telling you what Saul's Twitter handle is.
My voice starts to go out about 35, 45 minutes into the show. And that's when it's like, all right, you got to wrap it up. You're done.
Cry me a river. All right.
Yeah, we didn't even have Espo last week. We had Greg.
I know.
Greg was here last week, and now he's
I've
gone.
I've talked for 3 straight hours, all right? I need to go rest the vocal cords.
That was voluntary, buddy.
Yeah.
All right, Espo, take us home.
Ahoy, hoy.